Hey, what's going on, everybody? You are listening to Anime Junkies, Three Weaves in a Podcast, here to give you your weekly fix of all that is anime. Let's get to it.
Alright, go and make some paper, boy.
Welcome back to another episode of Anime Junkies, Three Weaves in a Podcast. I'm one of your hosts. I go by the name of Chibi Leah.
What's up? It's Kaysaki.
What's going on, Hihitsu?
And happy freaking new year, y'all. It is 2023 officially.
Whoa.
The excitement is so great. The excitement is so great to be in a new year. Nobody's excited?
I mean,
oh my god, I feel like the new year started off like crap. I want to go
like
back.
Shit, yeah. Like pure ass shit. A little bit of disclaimer, I don't know why Kaysaki's year started off like shit, but Hitsu and I, the last couple days of 2022 into 2023, we had the new strand of COVID, and that shit was god awful.
So it's honestly 10 times worse than the original COVID.
Which is so crazy because the very first episode, I believe, of our podcast, we also had COVID.
That's very true.
The very first episode, like the very first two episodes or something like that. Because like you could hear the sickness. And I think all three of us had, I think Kaysaki had just gotten over COVID. And then we had COVID.
Yeah. The COVID. Musketeers.
I feel like we used ourselves a little bit because last episode we definitely told people to mask up and stay away if you're sick and COVID is running around and then boom, we get freaking COVID.
But it wasn't.
Someone plotted against us.
So if someone wished that juju, they wished that juju on us.
Oh my god.
They out to get us. They out to get us. The universe was like, they put a hit on us or something.
They said, you're not safe.
We're not safe. Well, let's hope that is the last bit of bad juju that we will be receiving in the new year. Kaysaki, why was your start to your new year such shit?
Well, mine is more. So, everybody knows, like, the first is when you pay your bills, right? Mm-hmm. And so, like, a lot of people, if you're like me, start off the new year, like, super broke. Right? Like, instead of wondering, oh, like, next year is going to be a great year, I'm like, okay, how am I going to pay my bills on the first? So that's how mine started off like shit. And then I thought my cough was going away because, as you guys know, my voice was super raspy over Christmas, right? I thought it was getting better, and then it just came all back on the second. And so now my voice, I feel like it's getting a little bit better. It's not as raspy as before, but it's still, you can still hear it.
Yeah, I can hear it a little bit.
Her voice darker, like deeper.
Yeah, because it's the raspiness in her voice.
I like it.
Oh, thanks. I hit puberty, you know, within the last month.
Oh! So.
It's a bad damn time.
The titties done dropped, shorty.
Oh, shit. Well, you know, we may not have had great starts to the year, but there is still a lot more year left to go through, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be our year of changing habits and taking those habits to better our lives in the future. Well, that's what I intend to do. This year, I know it's not going to be my year. I mean, everyone says it's going to be my year. I just know that this year is not my time yet. I still have a lot of things that I have to work on, my discipline and my habits, in order for me to get that year. So this year is preparing for my year to come.
2025, baby.
This year, this what?
At least I'm trying to shoot for 2024, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to shoot for, like, end of 2023, beginning of 2024 range.
Why are you telling yourself you can't do this shit now? Do it now!
No, like, no, it's okay. It's okay for people to go into a new year and it not have to be their year, or the pressure that they have to feel like, oh, this has to be it, where everything aligns and everything has to make sense. No, sometimes you need to unravel and derail and work on how to get back on track in order for your year to come.
And that's
okay. Figure it out.
That's okay. Figuring it out is good. But while you're figuring it out, don't hold yourself. Like,
no, he's not holding herself. She's like in hibernation.
I'm saying, hibernation is a halt. Let me explain, guys. What I am saying, I'm not halting anything. What I'm just saying is that 2025 is going to be a year that I thrive, because I hope that all of my goals would be achieved by 2025, because I'll be at a place where a much better place compared to now. So that is what I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm putting everything on hold, or I'm not going to work on anything, or I'm letting myself go. What I'm just saying is that I'm being realistic and not making everything that I want to achieve happen in 1 year, because I know it's not going to happen. So 2025, that's my goal. 2025 is going to be the year that I thrive.
Well, what is one of your goals that you have set that is achievable
for this
within
year?
This year? There's got to be at least one, girl. Just one.
I don't know. I didn't think about it.
You didn't write your goals?
I mean, I did. My goals is the same as the goals of last year. I just shifted over a year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She told me that she just scratched the year off. She just wrote the year off and wrote a different year.
I did.
I did nothing. And had I followed, actually, guys, had I followed my resolution, I probably wouldn't be in a place that I am today. Like, one of my things was like, be patient. Bitch, I transferred jobs like 3 times. I was not patient.
That's facts.
It's ridiculous.
First off, let's count the blessings to the fact that you were able to even switch jobs 3 times, because most That's people true. Take a whole year to find one job.
That is true.
It'd be hard out here in these streets. I envy the people. You know what? I'm coming to you for resume and interview tips, because I be struggling to get jobs, man. I don't know what it is, but I've always been that way. Like, even when high school, when I tried to get my first job, and niggas in high school would just get jobs with a freaking quickness. I'm like, how are y'all snatching these jobs so fast? I'm applying to Denny's. I'm applying to like basic ass places, and I can't even get them.
That's facts. I struggled with too.
Maybe they can just sense that I truly don't give a fuck about this job and I just want money.
They're like, she's only gonna be temporary because she's so young, you know?
Absolutely.
Man, fuck that. Bye, bye. You give me a chance. This ain't no top elite job. Nigga, I'm flipping burgers.
But sometimes they don't even do that. Like, it's so hard to get jobs. Like, they say, we're hiring, like, all these jobs, we're hiring. Y'all not really hiring. Because people applying and you're not that desperate because you don't hire nobody.
No,
because what they're looking for is people that are going to be there long term. And it's, the turnover rate is really high for like places like Dollar General and McDonald's and stuff like that, because it's 9 times out of 10 their starter job. Like, that's not their end goal. Their end goal isn't to stay in that cashier position. They want to move upwards, you know what I mean?
It's really the audacity of people to think that people want to be cashiers forever.
Who the fuck wants to do that?
It's literally the audacity that you expect me to continue to thrive in life working at the same $13 per hour job.
And that's if you make $13.
Yeah, and that's if you're making $13.
Yeah.
Niggas. So it's really the audacity of the workforce in general to ever expect people to stay that low forever.
Like, but also just like the way that they treat their employees to begin with, like, come on out, like, healthcare, right? So like, unlike, you know, other countries, unfortunately, America, you have to get your insurances through your employers or pay privately. And a lot of like starter jobs, part-time jobs, obviously don't give you medical benefits. So you can't expect me to stay here forever or to be super dedicated to a place that don't even care about my health.
Precisely.
Can you imagine if McDonald's had health care? McHealth.
You're annoying. they would definitely, it wouldn't be called McHealth.
What would be called?
Because they would definitely
it would just be a standard healthcare plan.
That's it's not like they have a plan.
That's they a, don't have a hospital or anything.
It's a nigga they found on the corner that say he know how
to. As much as McDonald's makes money, they probably definitely can afford to give their employees healthcare benefits.
Yeah, the corporate employees.
No,
yeah.
They at all employees.
They're not gonna provide
healthcare. Because it's a choice. It's a choice. They don't want to. They could, but they don't want to.
That's very true. They don't. But a lot of like little small businesses, though, a lot of small business restaurants have started to give their employers healthcare, but in return, they jack up the prices of their food, and they include gratuity and expect for you to add more tip.
And honestly, let's be real. Sometimes they just give like the bottom of the barrel medical plans. Like, yeah. I have literally worked jobs where they do have medical insurance, but it's so trash to the point that it doesn't even do you any favors to have it. It's cheaper to pay out of pocket. Like, I've actually gone to, like, doctors and, like, specialists, and they bring, after they, like, run my insurance, they tell me you would actually save a lot more money just paying out of pocket than you were to pay this gigantic-ass deductible. It's yeah. Like, when you have like a little tiny fender bender and you have to get your bumper fixed, but if you go through the insurance, you have to pay that $500 deductible for a $130 fix. Yeah. You might as well just go to a damn body shop.
And my window, remember last year my window got broken into? Mm-hmm. And what was it? I caught my insurance and they was like, oh, it's gonna cost you like $1,800 to get your window fixed. And I was like, There's no way. And they're like, oh, you first have to pay the deductible. And I'm like, so you're going to make me pay $800 for something that costs like $400, $300 to fix? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. So I had to go, I just paid directly because there was no sense of going through insurance because all they're going to do is push you to pay your deductible.
Yep.
And they claim that as a, what do you call it? That's a claim.
Yep.
So if you call it in and you use it, whether it's your fault or not, it's like a strike towards your claim record. So if you get like 3 within a year, they count it as an accident.
Which is dumb. Yeah, moral of the story, guys.
Insurance is a scam.
Adulting is trash. Moral of the story is adulting is trash. The workforce in America is boo-boo. It's absolute boo-boo. You know? The 9-to-5 is a scam. It is a scam for life.
It is. And that doesn't mean that we're not counting our blessings, because we're truly blessed for the jobs that we have.
Oh, I'm 100%
we're doing. But we can also acknowledge at the same time that corporate America is shit.
I count my blessings every day for my shitty ass job.
Yes.
Because it keeps a roof over my head, food over my mouth, and gas in my car, and clothes on my back. And I'm able to like sprinkle a little bit of extra stuff in there too. So I count my blessings for my shitty ass job.
All right.
But on a happier note, what has everyone done that is we related these past couple weeks? Because it's been a while.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't start. Let's start with good history.
No, I think you should start because Keisaki actually finished up a good chunk of fall 2022 anime.
Oh my god, yes.
We're so proud of her.
I am so proud of me too. Like, I actually kept up with the peeps. Like, guys, I've actually, like, I finished Spy Family, I finished Mob Psycho, I didn't watch Bleach yet. But that's because Bleach is so far, you know? But I'm gonna get to it. But I finished everything else.
That's far.
Not far. At
that's
all.
Far. That's far.
You just continue to disappoint me.
I'm sorry. No, I am gonna watch it. It's on my list. I promise. But no, I finished up a good chunk of winter anime, and then I actually recently I went to a manga shop, and it was so cool because I walked in and they were having a One Piece card game tournament in the manga shop, which is awesome. So I don't know if you guys know, but One Piece recently released out cards, like a deck of cards. So it's kind of like Yu-Gi-Oh, but like for One Piece. And it was actually really cool to watch. I don't know if that's something I would get into, but you guys like One Piece. What do you guys think about that? Would that be something that you guys would be interested in doing?
Honestly, I wasn't going to think about it, but then like I've started seeing them on Instagram of people buying the packs of the cards. And honestly, it looks pretty good. Like, it looks fun.
And they take care of their cards too. Like, everybody that I saw that was playing, like, they have their cards in sleeves, like little sheets. And this one guy, he was very particular. Like, he was wearing black gloves and everything. So, like, he didn't want people touching his cards. But yeah, they actually look really, really good. Like, all the cards, they look really good. And the way that the game is designed is that there's four different colored decks. And each four different colored decks does something different and have a different group of cards. But when you play, I think you can only play with that one color. And then your opposite opponent can choose whatever color deck they want to play with too. So it's actually, it makes the game pretty fun.
Is it like the first time they ever made a One Piece card deck? Okay, that's why. That's why. He's trying to make sure that they stay in mint condition.
Value in the future, most definitely.
If it's the first ever One Piece card deck, for sure.
First edition. Yeah. That means we got to buy one.
That means we definitely have to buy
one. We got to buy one.
Yu-Gi-Oh all over again.
They're pretty expensive.
I bet they are.
I was going to buy one, and then I was like, oh, wait, I don't even watch One Piece.
She a perpetrator.
Oh, she just told on herself.
She was about to be a perpetrator.
You told on yourself. You've been telling everybody the lies about how you done caught up.
You're caught.
We always knew it was cap. I'm glad you told on yourself. So 2023 is the year of honesty for K-Pop.
Listen. Are you guys still in the same battle that I saw the last time?
No, we've evolved. We've moved on. They're still in Wano. They're still in Wano, but the battle has moved on. A lot of players is down bad.
Down bad
right now.
Free my man Zoro.
Aw, Zoro.
What have you done? Could hit do?
Well, you know me.
I don't.
All right, bet. We'll check it out then.
They don't know either. They don't know you.
Check it out then. Watching some anime. Got my 2023 winter anime started up.
Okay.
Watch some episodes. I will say my Call of Duty days might be coming to an end. I'm looking
at
a different video game because Modern Warfare 2 is trash.
We have found out that Hitsu likes every other Call of Duty.
Yeah, my one of my homeboys hit me up and he was like, yeah, it seems like you don't like every Call of Duty, you like every other Call of Duty. And I was like, that's not true. So literally we went down the line all the way back to Black Ops. And he was like, did you like Black Ops? I was like, yeah. He was like, well, did you like the Modern Warfare after that? I was like, no. He was like, all right, well, did you like Black Ops 2? I was like, yeah. He was like, did you like Ghost? Fuck no.
So do you just like Black Ops? Is that what it is?
Nah, I just like every other Call of Duty. So the Call of Duty before this Modern Warfare 2 was Modern Warfare. I mean, granted, it had its own DLCs, Vanguard, Cold War, all that other stuff. But at the heart of it, it's just Modern Warfare. But the next game, Modern Warfare 2, is trash. It's trash.
Dang.
Like, a large majority of the Call of Duty community, especially console players, they'll play it, but it's only because it's just something to do. It's not as enjoyable as it used to be. Everything's basically different. They've changed it up to the point where it's not even really Call of Duty anymore. It's just garbage. So
this is trash.
Please, all my video gamers, all my gamers. I'm an Xbox player, so if you play Xbox, please give me some recommendations after this episode. Hit us up on the social media and let me know what's fun to play. I will play fighting games. I play shooting games. And I also do like fantasy games. So I like those space and alien type things.
You know what's a good way to, oh darn it, pass thing. I was gonna say, a good way is to go to a game convention, which just happened at the National Harbor on Saturday.
Oh, so you was late.
No, I feel like I
always.
No. I told Chibi about this. I told Chibi about it.
She's not ever thing.
No,
the first time ever hearing of this shit right here, right now, for all y'all. She ain't never tell me nothing.
Oh my god, Chibi! I literally called her about the One Piece tournament, and in the same breath, I was like, "Oh yeah, at the National Harbor, they have a game." Convention going on.
You know what, the going on, which means present.
No, going on Saturday.
On Saturday. This when did weekend. You call me? You literally probably
I called you. Now, like, when am I supposed to
get tickets? How am I supposed to get tickets? You told me 2 days before Saturday they were having a game tournament. 2 days before Saturday.
Huh?
They fussing.
Was it Tuesday? I feel like it was Tuesday.
No, it was definitely not Tuesday. No, it was definitely not Tuesday. It was definitely close to the weekend. Either way, who was buying tickets? Who? Who was getting them?
Just probably sold out.
Yeah, but this probably sold out. Absolutely not. Speaking of sold out,
y'all didn't even try. Sure
y'all get y'all DreamCon tickets, okay?
Absolutely.
I think February 18th, don't call me on that, go to their page and see for yourself, but it's like February something is when they're doing the last drop for general admission, so y'all might want to get on that fast.
DreamCon 2023 about to be lit in this new location.
I'm excited for the new location. I'm glad they listened to the feedback, because they have definitely outgrown that space. Last year, we were like sardines in a can.
But you know what's crazy is that they upgraded that space last year. So the fact that they did that space and then it still didn't work. I mean, it was great. It worked out.
They upgraded? But they've always had it there.
No.
No, they said that they upgraded.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And then they realized that it was still like bigger than what they imagined it to be.
They platform on a different scale. I don't think they realize how big their platform is.
Yeah, they're too humble.
But I like the fact that they're still humble.
That's good, you know, but I'm just saying, like, in the sense of that being humble, they just...
Like, them being humble and thinking that they're not as big as they are is how DreamCon last year was so overly packed, because they're thinking, like... Oh yeah, this will be fine, just like any other years, you know.
Yeah, this ain't no kickback.
No, but it was fun. It was still fun, and I'm sure it'll be fun this year.
Oh, for sure. It's gonna be so fun. Like, it's a new venue. They about to turn up, show out. And this time, we are literally staying in the hotel that's linked to the damn convention. So I'm saving hella money on Lyft.
No more Lyfts.
And Ubers.
Oh yeah, we did do that. And it was the crazy thing is we wasn't even that far, but like still
the surcharges because the convention was going on.
Yeah,
everyone was getting rides and Lyfts, so of course those surcharges were OD ridiculous. And then we were like going back and forth between the convention like multiple times a day.
Change outfits
for like certain events and stuff, parties. Yeah,
taking what?
Taking naps, girl. Taking naps. Next year, Keisaki, or this year, ain't no naps. We don't rest. Yeah. We don't sleep.
Well, all I know is that going in and out of cold to hot to cold to hot is what sent my body through shock. I literally was out a Saturday? Saturday
yes,
night.
Yes, you missed the party.
I was out. I was done.
Which was the party you did not probably want to miss.
Which was a party.
It was probably a party that you definitely didn't want to miss.
Yeah, but like if I would have went, everybody would have had like snot drooling That's down great. On them. Like I would have used everybody as a fucking tissue because I was not feeling good.
To Kay Saki for taking, for caring about getting everyone else sick and staying home that night.
Yeah, she looked like textbook little Timmy with the cold.
No, yeah, like that going in and out of the cold and then the hot and then the cold. And then we stood in that hot ass line. Like we were outside for a really long time when we were waiting for the shirt. What was it? The tie-dye shirt?
That was
we didn't even wait that long because we were the first people in line.
Yeah.
We were like,
No. You didn't wait that long. I did.
No,
I
did.
I held us down until you guys came.
What are you talking about? We were right there. I have that video proof. I have the video proof.
Late. I don't know what you're talking about.
I literally have the video of us waiting in line, all of us together.
No. Yes, all of us. Yes, after I already sat.
Wait, it's been like a week. Where is she? Because she was there.
It sounds like
I literally have the whole video of you standing in line. I can find pull it up.
All right, check this out. What we not about to do is have an accounting. What do you call it? A standoff.
No, run the tape.
Run the tape.
Run the tape.
Get the film.
Run the tape. Run it back.
I will say, we may not have been the very first people to do the tie-dye shirts, but we definitely were like the second or third. Cause yeah, one person was ahead of me. But when I tell you it took us maybe all of 25 minutes to get in and out of there.
It was hot. Yeah.
But, it was very hot in Texas.
But compared to that line at the place?
The food truck? Oh no, we waiting outside forever.
Yeah. Don't compare that to that. Cause that was NBA for real.
I think I waited with you guys. I don't think I think I was inside at that point. Because I didn't get food at that.
But you guys one did. Time we one time we went without you. I remember. But that junk was crazy. if you from the DMV area and y'all know what the NBA really like, that's what that line was like when we was at that food truck.
Oh, and then they ran out of food. That's what it was. They ran out of food. They ran out of like shrimp and stock.
Because
I wanted to get those shrimp fries.
The shrimp fries.
The pasta was good.
The pasta was fire. I ain't waiting in line no more though.
But those fries were bomb.
DreamCon was a good time.
Yeah, no, DreamCon was cool.
Yeah.
We were not as prepared in going last year, but we're prepared this year. Mm-hmm. Tickets secured, hotel booked,
and we bring in carry-on luggage. We bring in check-in bags.
I'm not checking in shit.
You tripping? The last time we didn't have no check-in bags, we was stuffing shit in the bags.
Stuffing nothing. Speak for yourself. It was that one right there that was stuffing her bags, trying to figure out how to get all the shit she bought because she kept going back to the exhibit hall and buying stuff in her carry-on luggage.
Man, no, that's a fact.
Okay, guys. Okay, so I feel like I am tapped out of, like, buying anime shit. So I feel confident. I'm going to do what I do when I go to Disney World. I'm going to buy a bunch of anime stuff cheap here at home, and I'm going to take it to the convention. And then it's gonna make me feel like I'm a part of the convention.
That's
the
because it's a bigger venue, which means the hall is gonna be bigger, which means it's gonna be more vendors. Walk into that exhibit hall, and everything she just said is go fly out the window because she's gonna see stuff that she can't buy at home, and she's gonna see stuff that she wants immediately.
She's gonna
keep going back to the exhibit hall.
She's gonna see the same thing she see all them times. Them damn cups.
No, okay, listen. But I know how to make my own cups now. I don't need to buy somebody else's $80 $100 cup, okay?
All right. So January, whenever this come out, this is the very first podcast episode of 2023. After DreamCon, we're going to run this shit back and see how much you lied. How much you told a lie. Because you and I both know you do not have the discipline to not buy nothing, especially 3 days for a 3 day con.
At least I bought functional stuff. I didn't buy functional things. Yeah, what? I bought cups that I use almost every day. I bought a pillow that's sitting on my couch. I bought a blankie that you could use to cover yourself up. I don't remember. I feel like I didn't even buy that many things.
Girl.
The crazy thing is,
you know how you bought too much? The guy literally gave you something free because you kept coming back.
How you get free shit? Because you a customer.
You kept coming back.
You getting free shit because you that much of a customer? You only known the man not even
2 days. 2 days. 48 hours. Not even a whole 48 hours.
Like, that's crazy. Friends. And then come that's to us shit. After she finished and says, oh, yeah, guys, I enjoyed the last day. They was giving away free shit. Never told us the goddamn thing.
She kept it all to herself.
Oh, sorry.
That's funny.
That's crazy.
On the bright side, I have a new smut manga I would like to share with the class. I know it's been such a long time, guys. My boy love smutty fans out there. My friend took me to a 50% off Black Friday sale, and I managed to get this manga called Yuri-chan Bitch Club. But when I looked closer, I realized I got volume 4, and I was pissed because I was like, I didn't even realize it was like volume 4 until I was reading it. I'm like, I feel like I'm missing so much. So good thing my coworker had volumes 1 through 3.
Oh wow!
And she let me borrow them. So if you guys know Orient High School, well, think of it like that. It's literally about a group of boarding school boys that are all a part of this photography club, but it's not just a photography club. It's actually a club that they gather together and they do sexual services and acts for other boys on campus.
Nice.
Like a little smut service, you know what I mean?
Ooh, I love that. I love that concept.
The services are so steamy. Sometimes they do them one-on-one if they request it, and sometimes they do group activities.
I just need to know, like, how do people get in this business, and then how can I start my own?
Girl, what? No, wait a minute. Did you hear her?
She wants to start a prostitution
business. She wants to start a prostitution business.
That's not what I said.
You literally said, I wonder how people get into this business and how you want to be a madam? Do you want to be a madam?
Not what I said.
What is that? She's curious.
So you want to be a madam of the girls that do the ring?
No.
No. Are you trying to be the girls that's doing the ring?
No.
That's not a madam.
I just want to be maybe like the advertiser or like the promoter.
The marketer.
I just want to be in the admin team.
The
advertiser. Like I just want to be on a marketing team, you know? Like an admin or something, you know?
No, that's not how that works. If anything, like, they don't even advertise. If they don't even advertise like that, it's if you know, you know. It's like you spread of word of mouth. Be like, oh, I know this group that can, you know, get you right if you need to. No, wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Oh, wink, wink.
They got me right last week. You know what I'm talking about? They don't be advertising that shit in flyers and ads on TV and commercials. No, that is not how that works.
Not the wink, wink.
Well, that's cool. That sounds like a good manga.
Yeah, it's so steamy. Y'all know me. I gotta have my smutty mutt. It's been a while.
True.
Oh my gosh, Kisaki, let me show you like a scene.
What? No.
No, censored.
I know. I hate when they censor the penis. It's not fair.
I know. Why don't they do that for women, but they do that all day for men?
That's what I'm saying. You know, I used to notice that, like, in films and stuff, where they would literally, like, hide the male genitalia, but you would see all of the female genitalia.
All of the female.
And I'd be like, that's sexist.
It is. 1,000%.
Show us the penis. Show the penis.
The pants.
Show us the penis, please. You know why? It's the male directors. The male directors, they want to see all the women's goods, but they don't want to see none of the male.
Oh, you know why? Because they assume that a lot of students are watching or reading these things. So then they're like, guys don't want to see other guys' junk.
Oh, grow.
They want to see the female stuff.
Grow up. It's for the ladies. Ladies watch movies too. News fucking flash. All right. So we don't have any real news today. However, K-Sock has a little bit of announcement, and then I have a couple of little tiny tidbits for you guys to look out for.
Yes. So although we don't have any major news right now, the biggest news that we want to report to you is to start watching fucking winter 2023 anime. Some of them have now started to roll out, and they've already released their first episodes. So if you're a binger like me, then I understand. But if you're not a binger like me, watch at least one episode of the anime so you get an idea of which ones you're going to keep up with. But every single week, I'm going to let stack up a couple of episodes.
Yes. And a few little tidbits that I have. If this is not anime, but if you guys are huge fans of Vox Machina, the show returns this month, January 20th, on Amazon Prime. So, I know we did a whole episode on Vox Machina. Kisaki was not here for that, but the show is phenomenal. We loved it. So, I know a lot of you guys love the show too. So, go check that out. And also, Bleach is now the number one highest rated anime show on my Annie list, knocking Fullmetal Brother Alchemist Brotherhood off the list. Off
number. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
That's amazing. That's awesome. Congratulations to Bleach.
Congratulations to Bleach.
You heard.
I'm gagging.
You heard. Gagging. Bleach Nation in the building, baby.
I'm gagging.
It's okay. She enjoyed watching it. That's cool.
Anyway. And now we're going to jump into our topic of discussion today, right into the meat and potatoes of this podcast episode. And you already know what it's going to be. We're about to talk about 2023 anime. The year is finally here. We're starting off very strong with the winter 2023 lineup. Not all of the anime has rolled out just yet. However, we have gotten a lot of first episodes for more than half of the season's rollout, and it is looking good, on top of some continuations from fall 2022 that has came back after its little two-week hiatus for the holiday break. And we're also going to talk about some 2023 anime that we are looking forward to in these next and upcoming seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about to be fire. It's about to be a fire-ass year for anime. 2022 was a pretty fire-ass year for anime, but 2023 is the year of the manga adaptations. So many very popular and fire manga that fans have been raving about are finally getting their debut season ones.
Mm-hmm. And also a bunch of long-awaited animes that took a year hiatus are coming back with their season twos and their season threes. So that's awesome too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. So, Kisaki, I have to start with you, love. Have you watched any winter 2023
anime? And be honest.
Yes, I have.
And what have you watched? Share with the class.
Episode 1 of Tokyo Revengers.
Okay.
Disneyland.
Okay.
So, I feel like the same thing that I did with Bleach. I watched the first episode because it's far away in Disney. But I liked it. I liked it. It was an okay episode.
You know,
did you guys watch it?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Tokyo Revengers. Of course, we're gonna watch it. Okay. I'm gonna watch this shit on time every time. The moment it airs. If I'm there. Anyway, if I'm home, I'm gonna watch it immediately. And if I'm not home, I'm gonna watch it immediately when I get home.
You call now?
No, I can't. It's Tokyo Revengers. Like, I love Tokyo Revengers. I understand that a lot of us feel a way about the way the manga ended. I am one of those people. However, that does not discredit the amazing journey that led us to those very final moments. Like, it's gonna be... Oh my god, I'm choking. I'm so excited. Oh my god, I'm really dying.
Will you calm down?
But no. It is such a wild ride. Like, Tokyo Revengers is such a wild ride. And this Christmas Showdown arc is probably one of my favorite arcs in the entire manga. These boys finna throw down in that church. Oh, I just want y'all to know that. These boys finna throw down in that church, and Takemichi is about to probably get one of the worst beatings. I don't know. That boy get beat up quite a lot. I don't know. No. Okay, let me rephrase. This is his worst fits, like hand-to-hand beating. It's not the worst injury he's gonna receive throughout this, but it is the worst hand-to-hand ass whooping he has gotten the whole season. I mean, the manga panel alone of his face just completely fucked up and bloodied is viral.
You know, virally, you know, the iconic. Sad part is that Takemichi cries so much that I don't even mind that he gets beat the fuck up, because sometimes I want to beat.
No. Put some respect on Takemichi's name. I have had enough with all, that's all the ammo y'all fans have out here. Not even fans. This is all the ammo y'all have is the fact that he cries. He harder than a lot of y'all fans. Let's be real.
But sometimes you get to that point where tears don't come anymore. It's like you're sad, but tears don't come anymore. But like he cries. He cries all the fucking time.
Do you not know what he's going through? Let's think about it.
Let's think about it. Okay.
We cry literally when people get our coffees wrong in the morning and it fucks up our whole morning. We literally cry when we have to go to work every day and go to meetings. This man is in middle school. Let me remind y'all of how old he is. He is a child. These are children. He is a middle schooler that has to literally watch his friends get stabbed, beaten, bloodied. He has to continuously go back in time and watch the love of his whole entire life get killed repetitiously over and over again. He's seen his friends die before his eyes in the past and in the future, and he's not supposed to cry.
Okay, I would feel bad for him if he wasn't a young boy trying to get into grown man business. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they decided they wanted to be grown. So they paid the consequences of trying to be grown. You know what I mean? So, like, I feel bad, but I don't. You have to grow up now. You have to grow up.
This is not even grown man's business. This is middle school's business.
They're killing business. They are killing
people. This is middle schooler's business.
Killing people. Point,
they're killing each other, but they're killing middle schoolers. Like, this is middle school beef. This is not even grown folks beef.
I get it, but then you step into grown man world once you start committing crimes.
Committing crimes. They just fighting, and it just goes a little too far. Let's all talk about how Takemichi didn't even want this. Okay, he was pushed into a train, just waiting in mind of his business. He was pushed to a train and exported back into the past. He didn't ask for this. One. Two, he was only been pulled into it because they killed the love of his life. And once he found out that it was all connected to his past, he was like, no, I love her. I have to save her. I can't let her die.
Well, he didn't realize what he was doing this time.
Either way, I understand. I will stand and defend Takemichi till death. I don't care how much he cries. All that he is going through mentally and physically, you deserve to cry. You deserve to cry. But you cry and you handle business and you do what needs to be done, and you harder than a lot of they faves. And they mad about it. And they mad. They be mad. Don't nobody say nothing when Deku cry.
He doesn't cry all the time.
But he cries enough. He cries enough.
Deku handles business.
Deku does Deku, handle business.
No, you know what? Deku can destroy his whole ass arm and still not cry.
No, he was crying, but it was he was crying, but he was more mad. He was more mad than sad. But instead of, this is how I know Deku handled business. This man broke both his legs and both his arms.
And his arms.
And he was using his mouth to whip after Shigaraki.
Yeah.
I said, boy, if you don't sit your ass down, what you finna do? He said, get up. I can't use my limbs. I'm going to use Black Whip through my mouth. Oh, my goodness.
Y'all are hilarious.
I was hollering.
Well, either way, we know two things that's going to be a fact. One, Takemichi going to get the shit beat out of him. And two,
always,
we know that some crazy event is going to occur that is going to have everybody like, oh my God, no!
I can't believe that that Takemichi was ordering people to kill.
Yeah, that his that didn't even look like him.
It didn't. I didn't recognize him. I thought it was somebody different. Until he said Takemichi, I'm like, ain't no freaking way.
That man had the slick back. You saw?
He had the slick back. The eyebrows was looking real sharp and crisp. I didn't even recognize his eyes. His eyes looked different.
He was tossing furniture. He was tossing furniture and shit.
He was like, I don't care. I don't care who they kill. I said, that's not how Takemichi is.
But then you knew it was Takemichi at the end. You knew it was him.
He was crying.
At the end.
When he was pissed, when he found out who it was. My man, that oil got out his hand real quick.
Yeah.
Dried up real quick.
Listen, I'm so sad that they started off the episode the way they did Demon Slayer with the replay of Rengoku. Like, the replay of Rengoku is definitely the same thing with Chifuyu, because I don't know if anyone knows this, but Chifuyu is like one of my favorite characters in Tokyo Revengers. I love him so much. So the fact that y'all kept reminding me to chop off this man in the head.
At least they didn't do it in the Demon Slayer, like, fucked up Demon Slayer way. Like, Demon Slayer replayed that shit over and over and over again. They played it in so many angles.
Five different ways. Five different ways and five different in five different episode formats in movies, we've seen that man die.
Yeah.
It's like, y'all just keep digging the knife deeper.
Absolutely.
They want you to remember.
I remember.
They want you to remember.
I remember. I'm trying to not remember.
Yeah, they did my man Goku bad.
Yeah.
They did my man like Ace.
Yeah. It was a lot of flashbacks of Ace with that hole in his chest.
That's what I'm saying. They did my man bad.
It's like, oh dang, we get it. He got done a hole. We get
Ace!
It.
I'm like, in this bitch, like, please get him. Please get him.
Oh, no. I'm so sad. It's so sad.
Enzo's crazy.
I'm hollering.
Enzo's crazy, man.
Did you watch the latest My Hero Academia?
Yeah.
No. I'm trying to see if it came out with an episode, because I didn't see it online.
It did.
I didn't see it.
You really didn't miss much. It was literally just them recapping.
Is he in the hospital now? I mean, I read the manga.
Yeah, he's not in the hospital yet, but it was just Deku, you know, his future self, because, you know, he's narrating this entire it was just him narrating the police report of every single event that happened that we saw and that we also didn't see throughout the whole debacle. And it was literally just one big recap, honestly.
Oh, wow, okay. Okay. Well, it's going to end soon. What is it? At 25 episodes? They're only on episode 14? Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But it's a new opening, and the opening shows, you know, Deku when he's in his, I call it his Batman phase.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, your boy look
he's
like a...
He's in his Batman face.
Your boy looks serious.
Wait, don't I have a shirt that I bought at DreamCon of him in his little Batman suit?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to tell you, man. This this Deku, I don't know. I think I'm gonna like him.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna like him, but you're not gonna like him too, because I mean, we get why he did, why he decided to do what he did, because you know, Deku puts others always before himself. And he just feels so guilty that a lot of what transpired in that fight was because of him.
Yeah.
So you know, you know him. If it puts anyone he cares about in danger, and also like on top of that, he saw like Bakugo get shish kebabbed.
Man, he saw so many people get.
And nobody messes with Bakugo.
Man, he saw so many people get shish kebabbed. Your boy, erased the head with the.
He saw a lot of people get hurt, but when Bakugo got hurt, the switch flipped.
That's his best flipped.
He was getting pissed already at everything that Shigaraki was doing, but the moment that Bakugo got hurt, he choked the shit out of Shigaraki.
He did flip.
He choked the shit out of him. Because you don't mess with Bakugo. That's his childhood friend. That's his childhood friend. Deku has looked up to Bakugo all his life.
All his life, yep.
But you don't think Eraserhead ain't do nothing to him?
I'm saying, like, Bakugo means more to Deku than anyone else.
Wow.
He means so much to him.
That's his best friend. I mean, okay. They don't act like it.
But and Bakugo, and Deku means a lot to Bakugo. Bakugo would never... Bakugo pushed him out the way to take that hit. Bakugo rides for Deku hard.
Why do you think he's like, no, I'm not going to let you go alone. Like, although it looks like he's like, no, I just want part of the action. It's like, no, he actually just wants to protect Deku.
Like, the moment that he saw Deku leave, he went right after him.
Mm-hmm.
Deku noticed that Shigaraki was after him, so he changed his course and was going to go alone. Bakugo noticed that. He was like, you ain't going nowhere alone.
Yeah.
You don't. He said, Deku's up there fighting. I got to get up there. I can't stay down here. I got to get up there.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited. I love My Hero Academia. And it's been going hard. I'm expecting that the second half of this is gonna die down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's gonna be a lot of talking.
They about to go to Tartarus. Oh, y'all, fun fact. If y'all don't know anything about Greek mythology, I feel like if you watch Lore Olympus or read Lore Olympus, then you know. But the next episode, they're supposed to be trying to break out All For One's body from Tartarus. Mm-hmm. And if anyone knows Greek mythology, Tartarus is actually the name of an underground prison in the underworld where they held Kronos. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys know who Kronos is, but Kronos is the father of Zeus and Hades.
And Poseidon,
because they're all three your brothers. And when Kronos wanted to basically torch and kill the earth and everyone in it, all the gods banded together to defeat him, and they imprisoned him in Tartarus. Mm-hmm. A god. It's a prison for a god. So keep mm-hmm. that in mind, that they are holding All For One in a prison named after the only prison to hold a god.
All right.
So, I thought that was kind of cool.
Ain't gonna be there for long.
So, they're trying to break him out of Tartarus because they think he is as equally dangerous as that of a god.
Yeah.
Which, in hindsight, he kind of is.
Yep.
The man is dangerous.
Very much so.
He took over Shigaraki's body.
Yeah.
And basically was like, villains. I'm saving Shigaraki.
I wonder what has happened.
Come if you want to.
I feel like him not completing his process actually saved Shigaraki.
Oh, it did.
Had it have been completed, he wouldn't even woke up as Shigaraki. He would have woke up as All For One. He was about to pull an Orochimaru.
Boom! That's what it was.
He was about to pull Orochimaru.
Yeah.
He was about to... Shigaraki was his vessel. And he was about to take over his whole body. But because it didn't complete, Shigaraki was able to keep a piece of his consciousness.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was familiar. I was like, why is it so familiar? Straight Orochimaru
his ass. He was about to take... Like Sasuke. Like how Orochimaru was feeding it at the mouth for Sasuke's body. He's like, I want it. with his little tongue thing that he be doing.
Oh, I guess this does have Naruto parallels. Like how they were trying to get the Ninetales out of Naruto and how they go into another world and like talk to the Ninetales the same way like how he talked to the founders.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no, we'll stick with him. This piece of...
And that's exactly what they did. They were like, we like Deku.
We like him.
I mean,
he's not strong user. Right now, but we like him.
He's the only user that's able to tap into the other powers of everyone else. No user has ever been able to do that.
Yep.
Deku's the first one. That's no, why not. When... Yeah, he is. That's why when... All Might... was when Deku was talking to All Might about all these people that he saw, he was confused. Because he was like,
about? He's never been able to do that. Yeah, you're right.
He was like, what are you talking about? Like, they always knew who the previous owner
users
was,
were.
But they were never able to tap in and speak, let alone use anyone else's power. It always just formed in massive strength. Yeah. It was always
It makes sense that they would lend their own abilities to him because he got it without having any, if that makes sense. He didn't have any powers. So it makes sense that they would lend their powers to him and that he's the only user that needed to use them because he didn't have any powers.
But did All Might have powers? I thought All Might looked
like... All Might had powers.
I thought so the only reason he gave it to Deku was because Deku reminded him of himself because he didn't have powers.
No, he always had powers.
Yeah, remember he could buff up.
Yeah.
That's his power.
He could fly. And, you
he
know.
Can't fly.
I thought he just jumped really high.
He just jumped really high.
Oh, sorry. He could jump really high. I'm sorry.
But that's
he had his own. He had his own quirk. But Deku's the first person that didn't have a quirk.
That makes sense. I could have sworn All Might didn't have a power.
Was getting buff.
I mean,
he was getting buff and super strength.
He can inflate his body like a blow doll.
He can hold the car.
I'm screaming.
Like he was strong, but with one for all. I mean, awful. Yeah, isn't it one for all?
It's one for all.
It's one for all. So. With one for all, it basically just made him dumb, stronger than what he was.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because no one else did that.
Remember, he punched...
No one else had super strength.
He literally punched
the guard. So it was super strength.
Yeah.
The original quirk.
Yeah.
And the only quirk that translated over to Deku was All Might's. I guess that does make sense. Well, because why would you need other quirks if you have a quirk?
Well, my thing is, we don't know how it affected everyone else's quirk.
Yeah.
That's what I'm confusing because, like, I feel like All Might having super strength and then gaining one for all just made him his super strength exceed. But it's weird because the only way that Deku was able to utilize the power that he had before realizing he had other ones is because it was All Might's exact quirk. It was his exact quirk. Copy formation, which is how he was able to teach him how to do it.
Well, that doesn't make
it wasn't exact, right? Because like he couldn't make himself. Yeah, but like he couldn't make himself like.
Yeah, but that's the only thing. That's the only difference is the fact that he can't inflate his body. So what exactly was All Might's quirk? Was it the fact that he could inflate and super strength and all and one for all just made him stronger?
I think it's just that he. I think it's just that he has super strength.
Because if you look back at like all the glimpses of all the other users and holders of it, none of them had All Might super strength.
Yeah, no. Float.
None of them had it.
Yeah. I guess I'm confused by what.
I'm just trying to figure out how the evolution of One for All managed to get to where Deku is. Like all the other previous users had quirks. Deku was the first that didn't have a quirk.
Mm-hmm.
So it evolved in him in some type of way. But I'm also trying to understand how everyone else managed to have their very own quirk stay the same. But the moment it hit Deku,
so
it was the same exact quirk as All Might's, minus the puffing up.
So my theory is that what it did was it emphasized or made their quirks go beyond of where their quirks were at the very beginning. So it made them extra stronger, right? I think Deku, because he didn't have any quirks, he was the first person that everybody had to give their quirks actually to help him be successful and to stay alive, because if they die, then so does All for One for All, whatever it's called, One for All for One. Anyway.
But how is that possible? Because All Might defeated All for One, and he didn't have access to any of those extra quirks.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but Deku needs that.
But does he? Because if All Might was able
yes,
to
yes, he doesn't have any quirks.
But the thing is, when he got One for All, he didn't even know he had these other quirks. He was just using the massive strength that All Might had. So he could have defeated him the same way that All Might
did without all these extra quirks. No, because when he tried to do things the way that All Might was doing it, he was breaking, you could obviously right now, he's breaking all of his limbs trying to be like All Might.
He wasn't strong enough to obtain
the quirk,
which is why he
enough.
Trained and was able to just do it in small percentages. But, you know, there was no time for him to take his time to train the quirk.
Exactly.
There was it was like Aang having 3 months to be the Fire Lord.
Exactly, which
and
is why
learned
they...
firebending in 3 months.
Which is why he needs that extra assistance from all the past users, because they're also not trying to die and be in All for One, you know, hands. So they're gonna lend their quirks to him,
but
so that he can use to
like,
be survived.
Why wouldn't they lend their other quirks to all these others?
Because they didn't need to.
If they had to,
then they probably would.
I don't know about that. See, that I need like a release. I need someone, any YouTuber out there that loves to do these analysis videos.
You know,
I need an in-depth analysis video on the evolution of One for All.
I have a YouTuber actually that I'm gonna watch that I'm gonna recommend. His name is Plot Armor. And he actually does a lot of in-depth. He has a playlist on My Hero Academia. So watch his videos. Plot Armor.
All right.
And I think there's another one, but I forgot.
Well, as much as I appreciate the great debate between you two, I would like to talk about something else.
Oh, yeah, of course. What Winter 2023 anime have you watched?
Yeah.
So it has been some new ones coming out that I did watch. I believe one's called The Ice Blade Sorcerer. And
I must have been asleep.
The Reincarnation of the Strongest Exorcist.
I definitely was asleep.
Ha ha!
I don't remember none of those titles.
Back to the Isekais, baby.
That sounds like...
One's not an Isekai, though. One's not an Isekai, though.
Is it a fantasy?
Of course it's fantasy.
Oh, okay.
You know it.
All right, what are these animes about?
All right,
because I'm pretty sure a lot of people don't know.
All right, so the first one. Oh, yeah, we watched that too. So, yeah, the first one was called The Ice Blade Sorcerer. And it's basically about a world where people dabble in magic. And they, you know, basically strive to become sorcerers to help protect from... not evil, but, you know, wrongdoers or whatever. People that use magic for wrong. And this one boy, he transfers to this elite school. And apparently one is called royalty. The other one are called ordinaries. So ordinaries mean you weren't born in a royal family. And apparently he's the only ordinary to transfer into this school for the first time ever. And everyone hates it because they're royalty and they don't like an ordinary person being there. But it turns out that there are different stages of you know, sorcerers, from weakest to strongest. And apparently the strongest are called grand sorcerers. And he is actually one of the seven in the world. And he's in high school.
So the first, is that still the Ice Blade Sorcerer?
Ice Blade Warrior.
Ice Blade Sorcerer.
Sorcerer, yeah, Sorcerer.
Shall rule the world, that one?
Yes.
Yep, that sounds like your type of show.
He's probably going to watch every isekai of every season that comes out, and that's okay. That's what Hitsu likes.
Yep.
Continue to please watch it without me, because I I don't think any of these isekais that has come out has really captured my attention, like Slime or Jobless or
the any- only one that I think continues to capture minds is it wrong to try to pick up girls in a dungeon, because they have so many fucking seasons, which means that it's probably good, but like I just for some odd reason can't get into it.
No, I think it's really good.
I feel like isekais can be a slow burn of interest in the very beginning. I think the only anime that has not done that for me is Jobless. I think Jobless started out the gate pretty damn strong. But Slime, it took me a while.
You know what? Jobless did great. But when I went to, like, when I was watching it, I was so into it. Because, like you said, it felt like it came really strong out the gate. But then I went to rewatch it because I was recommending it for my brother. And then I realized, I was like, this shit starts off really slow. And, like, the first half of what he does doesn't even matter, because it doesn't even start to kick off until they go to that place where they find the guy with the green hair. The guy's name.
Yeah, that's true. It's better than Slime, though.
So. Jobless?
Yeah.
Jobless is better than Slime?
Better than start. The start of it. The start of it is better than Slime, in my opinion, because
what
he was in that dungeon for a very long time,
battling monsters,
and I did not
for his life.
I did not care for that. I was like, give him a real body.
That's all you cared about.
I don't know what it is about me and main characters that are not human. I can't get into it. Like I was like, the moment I realized he did not have a human body, I was like, I don't know about this. I don't know about this.
And now you what?
Because he has a human body.
No, but he's still a slime.
But he swaps.
You're weird.
He's so wild.
If he never had a human body, I would still watch that show.
I don't know. He's cute as a slime, but like he's being carried by a woman with big bosoms. It's different. It's different. And now the dragon has a human body too. Let's get into it.
Yeah. It's getting
making
crazy.
Progress.
We're making progress. Everybody better get human bodies.
What?
Love it.
No.
All right, guys. Well, Chibi, what anime? I don't know if you said yours. What anime have you started to watch?
I have watched quite a bit of 2023 anime. Of course, Bungo Stray Dog Season 4 is back. I watched episode 1.
Did you watch it?
I watched it, and it's very interesting because it starts off, I don't know if this whole season is gonna be like this, but it starts off from the past. We go into the past where it's from the perspective of the president.
Oh, that's good.
And it shows how I think he obtained every single member. So right now, the very first member that we didn't even know, because like right now he works by himself.
Yeah.
He does like bodyguard security work. The whole the detective agency is not even established.
Right.
It doesn't exist right now.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad that they're doing that, because I feel like we already knew what's happening in the present.
Yeah, so right, I think we're about to like see how the detective agency ever came to be.
Cool.
So that's pretty cool for the episode 1. For all of you shoujo rom-coms out there, I came across this one called Tomo-chan is a Girl. I was telling Keisaki about this the other day. It is really adorable. If you are a fan of those tomboyish, violent MC femmes character, this is right up the alley for you. It is literally about a girl named Tomo who is as tomboyish and violent as they come, but she is in love with her childhood best friend. And he doesn't look at her as a girl. He looks at her as one of the guys. So her very first love confession goes completely wrong. And it basically just shows the dynamic of her trying to get him to see her as a girl that he wants to fall in love with. It's so cute. It's so cute. You guys.
Good luck with that shit.
Well, listen, a lot of people love shoujo and rom-coms. and a lot of people hate isekais. I don't understand how you can watch all of these isekais and be so giddy, but that's your business. So don't shit on mine.
I ain't shit on nothing.
The very ever acclaimed isekai that I did actually really like and enjoyed and I'm excited about is The Misfit of Demon Academy Season 2.
Demon King Academy.
Demon, what did I say?
You said Demon Academy.
Whatever. Demon King Academy Season 2 came back and I'm a little confused.
I'm not.
With what's going on.
It's a lot of reincarnation.
A lot of random villains out the gate. We even had a god pull it to the forest and tell this woman, I choose your womb to have my child and was going to take it by force. How they thrown off in the first episode.
No, that was crazy.
Because I'm just like, he really like, that was the first scene. Scene opening. Boom, God lands in the forest and says, hey, I want you to carry my seed. And I don't give a fuck if you don't like it. I'm going to take it.
Yeah, he legit said the word of the gods is absolute.
It's absolute.
So you can't even
object. You can't even deny me, I'm afraid. I'm a god and my words are absolute.
I'm looking up at the screen like,
wow. I was like,
am I hearing this?
I was like, what? Wait a minute. That's what we doing?
And then he said, be glad.
That was so funny. Now, Kitsu made a comment earlier about the rusted Transformers. So apparently, this very popular game called Nier Automata. Excuse me if I'm saying that wrong. I never played the game, but a lot of people did play the game and cosplayed the main character. So it was really, really popular amongst the cosplay and gaming community. And they finally decided to make it into an anime. I believe it is a mecha.
I believe it seems, the
Gojo. It seems like a mecha. I'm still not understanding exactly what's going on. But a little synopsis is in the distant future of 5012. The sudden aerial invasion of Earth by aliens in their creation's machine life forms led mankind to the brink of extinction. The surviving number of humans took refuge on the moon to organize a counterattack using android soldiers to recap Earth. It's called Nier Automata, and one of the main characters is voiced by Tanjiro. Tanjiro's voice actor, and the female lead is the same voice actor as Mikasa.
In English or in Japanese,
girl?
Okay.
You don't do double on these parts. We do not.
Hold on. There is nothing wrong with dub for our fan watchers. We just prefer sub.
Okay. Not in this house. This house, we don't dub.
Okay. I'm trying to be nice about it.
I understand. I understand. I knew what you were trying to do.
No, I saw that and I actually put that on my list because the female character looks badass. I don't know if I'll watch it.
The fighting scenes and the female lead does look badass. Am I slightly confused about what is going on? Absolutely.
1,000%.
I have not a clue in the world what is happening. Another two honorable mentions of shows that I've also been watching is called The Ice Guy and His Cool Female Colleague. That seems really cute. It's an adorable love, an adorable shoujo. However, I do believe that is going to be an intensely slow burn. But the main character, the male, is a descendant of, I believe, a snow spirit or a snow lady spirit. So anytime his emotions get heightened, whether it's sad, nervous, happy, snow and ice begin to form and fall. And apparently this is part of a world where there's mixes of different humans that are descendants of spirits and then regular humans that are just normal. And he, you know, it's literally about the slow love story of two colleagues at work. One's part of a spirit and one is just a regular normal human girl that just ends up falling in love with her colleague.
Okay.
That's really cute. And then last
I do want to see that.
Yeah, I would give it a try. It is episode one was definitely slow, 100%. I honestly had to cut it off and come back to it because it was going nowhere. It was going nowhere. I know it was you saw the characters and give a little bit of backdrop. I'm like, damn, this is slow. Jesus. It's almost as slow as Sasaki and Miyano.
Sasaki and Miyano was really slow.
It was very slow. I'm hoping this might go a little bit faster. Because I waited 12 episodes for a kiss. I waited 12 episodes for a kiss of Sasaki and Miyano.
I mean, Gibbon, at least Gibbon was giving us
It gave us something. It gave us something.
At least.
It gave us something. But Sasaki and Miyano just gave us him pining over him and him being like, I don't like guys. I don't like guys. No. I look like a girl. I don't want people to think I like guys too. Love him. Love him because he loves you. He don't even like guys either, but he likes you. So deal with it. Love that man.
All right. Moving on.
One final mention, though, is Revenger. I started this anime and I didn't finish it, but it seems... oh my God, this cough is disgusting. But it seems like really, really interesting, and I definitely want to give it a try.
Revenger?
Revenger.
Yeah, it's about the Edo period.
Mm-hmm.
Samurai.
Well, guys, I have an announcement to make.
What's your announcement?
Well, at the time of this recording, Vinland Saga will be released in 14 hours.
About time, man.
I'm so excited. I am so, so excited. I don't expect the first episode to be like a wow factor or anything like that, but I am looking forward to this season.
Right. Because the first episode of the first season was a wow factor.
Yeah, I was just saying, I guess I personally don't expect it to be a wow factor because of the storytelling aspect. Like, I don't know where they're picking up from. Mm-hmm. Or if this is going to be like a recap episode of like, let's talk about all the things that happened in season one. You know what I mean? So.
Yes. Oh, I think there's one final Winter 2023 anime that we all need to talk about that we all watch. It's Blue Lock. Blue Lock is back.
Yeah, but that's not like a true. Oh, sorry. not I the shit I ever.
Listen, heard. They are up against the top three, well, not anymore, but they were up against the top three top three rated soccer players in their building, and they got humbled bad.
They did.
I mean, let's be honest, it's gonna happen.
Yeah,
it was bound to happen. They've been winning,
and they took my
they, Bachata. When I tell you all sports anime, they gonna catch an L eventually. They got to. Now, of course, in the beginning they couldn't catch an L, or else they was not gonna win. But
hold the phone. I did not finish episode one.
Oh dang!
Wow.
Oops.
Are you saying they lost?
Oh yeah, they lost.
Bang!
Bang! They got their ass whooped.
That's what I was screaming about when you guys first logged in for this podcast. I was watching, and literally they had just scored. Like, I'm at the start of the game, and they just scored. And, like, I was like,
whoa. Oh, no, they did two. They scored two, yeah.
And then I saw the part where the guy, he comes in, and he, like, I think he had kicked the ball from the opposite side and scored.
Yeah, he from kickoff.
Kickoff.
Yeah, from kickoff. And his scored.
Kick was a goal.
And I was like, but what ends up happening is if they lose, they have to go back to the previous stage and redo that stage, right? Or something like that, right? Because you have to go backwards and then you have to choose new teammates possibly and then you go forward like that.
They lost Bachata.
You still telling us stuff?
Yeah, they lost a player. Because when you lose, the other team gets to choose from the losing team a player they want to take.
And they chose Bacha.
They chose Bacha. The dribbler.
Dribbler.
Mm-hmm. And it was so sad.
See, I told you.
And it was so sad because Bachido was really bummed. He was like, dang, I wanted to play soccer with Isagi, but he was like, straight up, he was like, you know what, Isagi, you my boy and all, but I'm also an egoist too, and I ain't waiting for you, so you better come get me. You better come get me. The fuck? That's my baby. I love me some Bachido, y'all.
You know what sucks is that that guy with the white hair ditched his friend and was like, ooh, Usagi's the shit. Like, I want to fight with him. And then they go in and then lose. And then now.
No, like, Usagi is shit. However, like, Usagi was tempted by strong players. And that is probably his biggest strength, but also his biggest weakness, because he's not at the skill of those three individuals. He's number 15. He's ranked number 15, and they're ranked 1, 2, and 3. And even the highest one, Nagi, is only 7.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have, like, 4 players in between that gap of skill set.
Mm-hmm.
They were not ready to go up against those three.
Yeah.
And they got humbled. But keep watching, because the way they lose is it's actually terrible. It's actually really bad to watch.
It does not make you feel better.
Like, you're just like, there's no way in hell they could have won this game. There's no way in hell. No amount of fight or heart could have made them win this game.
Oh my God. What the hell? Okay. Moving on. Moving on.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, very quickly, what are 3 anime that you look the most forward to in this upcoming year?
Okay. Starting with you, Hitsu.
I mean, you know what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to July of 2023, baby, part 2 of the 1,000-year blood war.
Okay.
Hey, turn up.
It's coming back, shorty. And then I gotta give it to my number 2, Goblin Slayer season 2.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. These goblins ain't for kids. These goblins are no joke.
Clearly,
episode one, I told you this is not for children.
Not for kids. I could not believe
that. Imagine you thinking you about to watch this man slay goblins in the first episode. You turn this on and
the goblins slaying you.
In all seriousness, that first episode was not funny. That first episode was not funny at all. However, like, the pun of the jokes, it was just really bad. It was like, dang, what type of show is this? Like, this is actually out of pocket.
It was raunchy.
We can laugh about it now because it's been some time.
Yeah, like, it has been some time.
When it first came out, it was like, oh my God. I'm not even laughing at
the part y'all probably are like kind of talking about.
Oh, I'm not laughing at that at all. That's not even funny.
But the part I'm laughing at is the boy who had like the big sword. He was swinging it around, and I was like, what did you think he was going to do with that in that little tiny ass space?
Well, he thought he was going to slay some goblins.
Man, he slayed.
That's what he thought he was going to do.
He slayed some rocks.
That was just, it was bad. That was real bad.
I'm actually looking forward to Dr. Stone and Hell's Paradise. I heard a lot of good things about Hell's Paradise, and I also love Dr. Stone, so I'm really looking forward to seeing Dr. Stone.
We gotta get back into Dr. Stone.
We do. We really do.
Last time we saw Dr. Stone, they was about to do the war. So, we behind.
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All right, my top 3. Oh, was y'all done with y'all top 3s?
Oh, it was 3? Oh, three. I only said 2.
Yeah, three. Demon Slayer.
I got one more each. Demon Slayer for Keisaki. What about you for his?
I guess
you have 2. You just said 1. Oh, you said Bleach. Okay, okay.
So my third one is probably going to be between Solo Leveling and Attack on Titan.
Ooh, those are good ones too.
Yeah.
Okay. So my favorite three that I'm looking the most forward to is definitely Jujutsu Kaisen, because we're about to get some heat. First of all, we're about to be introduced to Toji. I ain't gonna say his last name because it's gonna give away a spoiler. But we're about to be introduced to Toji, the only man to ever beat one of the most OP characters in the anime. Like the only ever character to beat the most OP character in Jujutsu Kaisen. We're about to see that firsthand. Also, we're about to get the ever acclaimed Shibuya arc, and it is about to go absolutely crazy. A lot of people's faves is getting hurt and dying. That's all I gotta say. A lot of people's faves is getting hurt and dying in the Shibuya arc. So prepare yourself for complete emotional damage. That's what I'm excited for. Second anime I'm most excited for is Hell's Paradise. I'm super excited to see that come to life. And third is a tie between Solo Leveling and Attack on Titan. Because Attack on Titan Part 3 is going to be some of the best cinematic war scenes we will ever see in an anime, if they do it right, which I know they will, because Mappa been doing their thing with Attack on Titan.
Shout out Mappa.
And then Solo Leveling is a tie for three, because the very first beginning scenes of Solo Leveling is some of the most terrifying shit I have ever read. Like, so many people die in the very... So many people die, and they die on some Saw-type shit. They die on some twisted, sick, Saw-type game, massacre, bloody, violent type shit.
I'm very intrigued.
Well, you know what I look forward to for Solo Leveling? It's not the anime. It's not the drama or the people dying. It's about who's doing the opening and who's doing the closing. Because Tower of God has great openers and great closing. So did High School, what's his name? God of High School. So I need to know which one of my favorite K-pop groups are going to be opening and closing for Solo Leveling.
Well, maybe it might not be K-pop because they changed his ethnicity to Japanese.
But I don't know. I just, that would be just so rude. That would just be rude.
I mean, it was already rude for them to change the main character from Korean to Japanese. It was already rude.
I mean, that is rude. But it would just be even more rude for them
I wonder if they made that decision before or after the creator passed away.
That could have something to do with it. But you know what? It's crazy. I don't know. With the beef going on between, that has always happened between Korea and Japan. I don't know. That doesn't feel right to me. Anyways, I just hope that it turns out great, but I also hope that the artist or whoever the creator is, their family gets compensated for that. And then also, like, come on, do better. It is a manhwa.
I'm kind of sad that he won't be able to see the anime come to life.
I mean, yeah. if he's the author or the creator of the manhwa, then I'm pretty sure that man had an imagination like no other.
No, of course, he drew it.
He's seen that stuff.
It's also one of very few manhwas to actually get English paperback copies in the United States.
So he definitely
like, I have four volumes of Soul.
Is it finished? Did he finish it?
Yeah, he finished it. He finished it before he left.
Passed.
He's coming back, sorry. He finished it before he passed.
So it's going to be good.
So it's a complete series.
And if they do it right, they should do it.
You wouldn't even know if they do it right because you've never read it. You have nothing to compare it to. You wouldn't know.
Well, what he's saying is if they do it right compared to the majority pop, everybody's opinions, right? Like if they do it right.
Exactly.
If they
I don't know about any his opinion if he ain't read nothing, because he said season 2 of The Promised Neverland was good. So
I didn't say it was good.
What you said it? What? What?
I said it wasn't as bad as y'all make
yes,
it out.
Yes, actually,
be.
It was.
Okay, but listen. Let's get one thing straight. So there are some shows that are great as just like watching them as shows. And then there's some mangas that are better, whatever. But not, I like, we shit on Hitsu for not reading, but like, he doesn't have to read everything, right? I mean, he doesn't
read nothing.
He doesn't read anything, but like, there's tons of movies out there that nobody read the actual book, and there's movies based on the book, and nobody will read the shit out of it. You know what I mean? So nobody knows if it's good or not. But we know a bad production when we see a bad production.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You niggas ain't read Harry Potter. I know you didn't.
No, I read Harry Potter. No.
You can't tell me. Production. No. You cannot tell me that you read every single fucking Harry Potter book.
You didn't. I read every single Harry Potter book.
You read every single Harry Potter
book? You read every single Harry Potter book.
Every single Harry Potter book, because I was a book nerd when I was in middle school, elementary, middle, and high school. I bought all the books. I even asked for the books for Christmas. I started when I was old enough to even like get thick books to read. My mom bought me The Order of the Phoenix. I started at book 5 and I read all the way up until The Deathly Hallows. But my 4th grade teacher loved books, and she had a lot of books in her little corner, and all of the Harry Potter books were there that were coming out because they were releasing as I grew up. Okay. I read all the Twilight novels. Like, I was a big reader, huge reader. I wasn't allowed to have TVs in my bedroom growing up. I didn't get a TV in my bedroom until I went to high school. So all I had in my room was books and music. My mom even installed a reading lamp to my headboard because I would always read at night.
Well, you know what? I prefer the SparkNotes version, which is just watching the movie.
Watching the goddamn movie.
That is so crazy because, like, Harry Potter books was the shit. Like, Harry Potter books
was the shit. Nah, that shit's long. I just thought...
The thing is, like, you had to wait for the movies. The books were rolling out way in the movies. This is my thing. How am I waiting for something that I didn't even know was coming? Baby, that's what I'm talking about. That's crazy because there would be no movies without the books. I legit just looked on the TV one day. There would be no Harry Potter without the books. And it's okay. It's okay, but we have it.
No, it's wrong. It's wrong.
It's fine.
You know, I learned about the Great Gatsby. I can't. It's wrong.
I learned about the Great Gatsby through, what's his name? Leonardo DiCaprio, whatever his name is.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. Oh my goodness. You don't know these actors' names? That man is an icon.
Titanic was probably a movie too. I mean, the Titanic was probably a book too, and I learned it from the movie.
Oh, I don't know, was it?
I don't know. All I know is
you did not catch me reading no fucking Harry Potter book. I watched the goddamn movie.
I know the only book series that I've actually like can remember off the top of my head was the Twilight series and Harry.
I remember the Twilight
series. The Twilight books because I'm a bitch.
I tried to read the Twilight series because it was popular in high school, but like, damn, I'd rather watch the movie. And then when I watched the movie, I was like, this is shit anyways. Why would I want to read the book? So,
I feel like you just have to have a certain amount of imagination to really make a book come to life. If you are the type of person that can just... that can't envision what you read, books are not going to be for you. They're not going to be for you. You're not going to understand it. You're not going to appreciate it. Just stick to the film. But if you're that type of person that has a really good imagination and you can, you know, read a character in its voice and think of what they sound like or imagine what they look like based on the descriptions and the world that they built and everything and laid out, you're perfect. You're fine. That's me. I have an imagination like no other. That's why I'm a writer. That's why I come up with stories and characters, because I have a very active imagination.
Man, you know what? I'm gonna actually agree on that. I'm gonna have to bang the gavel on that one, because when I was in, I don't even remember, was it middle school or high school? I was in one of the other, and they had us read The Color Purple. And when I tell you, I read that entire book, and they were like, man, you read the book? I was like, yeah. They were like, you ready to watch the movie? I said, watch the movie. They was like, yeah, it's a movie for it. I said, you sons of bitches. I could have just watched the goddamn movie.
But sometimes the movies are not.
That's not even the best. That's same not even, as that's the not book. Even, that's not even the worst part. The worst part is once I finished the book and then we watched the movie, I realized I already seen this movie. So I read the whole book, not realizing that it was a movie I already saw.
That's horrible.
They were like, how do you not know that?
I swear to goodness, I've read that entire book and did not even think about that movie. And then as soon as they started playing the movie, I was like, I've seen this. I know everything about this movie.
That's how I felt when I was watching JJK. And I was spoiling it for you as I was talking because I had read the manga volume and it just looks so real. Like, this is how I mean when my imagination is crazy. I'm watching the anime and I'm like, we already watched this episode. And he's like, no, we didn't. I'm like, yeah, we did. You know, this happened and this happened.
That's not fair because the mangas have visual repetition.
Yeah, that's not. That's
so
not,
you that's literally different. Feel like you've seen. That's how I ended up spoiling AOT for Hunetsu like a year ago. Because I thought we saw things and we didn't. And we got into a whole argument over it.
He was like, she's a race. I said, what? No, I didn't fucking know.
But that's different from a discussion of something you thought you saw but read versus you literally like in live action watching the anime and you saying, I saw this episode already. And then you start listing out everything that happened in the episode. And Hisu was like, wait, stop. This is a new episode. I'm like, are you sure? Like, are you sure? Like, we didn't watch this already.
This fool was telling me everything that happened in the episode.
I'm like, are you sure we didn't watch this?
That we had never seen just because she read the manga a long time ago. And then when I told her it was the newest episode, she said, no, it's not. We've seen this already.
Let me watch this.
And then when she did, guess what she did to confirm it? She went to look up the newest episode on multiple sites.
And I was like, oh my God, this is the newest episode.
She said, we've seen this already.
I'm like, my bad.
This is the part where him and the big guy team up and fight. I said, well, I didn't fucking get to that.
He said, it's new to fucking me.
Right, it's new to me.
I'm hollering. So yeah. Moral of the story is, you know, but I don't understand because you don't like to read in your imagination, but manga is literally 90% pictures, 10% reading.
It's not fun.
It is super fun. Look at the photos.
It's not fun.
Look how cute the men are.
See, what's crazy I'm gonna tell you another thing that's big for me. Fucking color.
Oh my goodness. Solo Leveling is a color book.
Yeah, there are colors.
Solo Leveling's a color one. You can read that.
Well, I never knew that.
Yeah, that book is all color.
I know every comic book I ever read had color in it. And I know every manga I've ever seen has been black and white.
Yeah, most manga are black and white, but they do make color.
But they do. Yeah, they do print out. Like, especially if you go on, what's it called where you, the website, Webtoons. If you go on Webtoons, a lot of their stuff.
Oh, yeah, they're all colored.
They're all colored.
Well, maybe I'll try a color one, but honestly, I just don't know what it is about sitting still pictures. I can't do it.
Well, okay, so what ends up happening, so yes, you're right. The fight scenes aren't as amazing until they come alive in the anime and they do it justice. But everything else, like everything, like the shock factor, the story, the plot, like you get it a lot more. And I feel like sometimes in the animes, the fighting and stuff gets overshadowed. It overshadows the plot and the purpose of the whole entire story. So you get more of the plot and what's going on when you're reading the manga versus when you're watching the anime. My personal opinion.
Okay.
Like, I love Demon Slayer. love Demon Slayer. I
might gotta learn some reading techniques, because when I read, it'd be like blah 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 blah. Like, you know, there's no excitement.
Do you have dyslexia?
You be missing out.
No excitement.
You be missing out.
Well, it's okay. Everybody has their preferences.
You gotta make it move.
They like
you're the
stories. You gotta make it move your mind.
You're the mind mover.
You know, they do. You start to forget that you're reading as you're going through. You really do start to forget that that's what you're doing when you're reading manga.
I'm not gonna lie. I do that when I watch anime. I forget that I'm reading.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a wrap. Thank you guys for listening to our very first podcast episode of the year. As you can see, Hitsu's resolution is not to read manga once again.
Whoop.
He is going to miss out on so much good content.
I lied. I'll read the cover.
That's crazy.
Shut up.
I could judge a good...
Okay, I don't think you can.
Yes, read the cover of Solo Leveling and tell me what it says.
Just read Solo Leveling. It's all in color. I literally have the first 3 or 4 volumes over there, and they're all in color.
Well, guess what else is in color? Life. And I'm enjoying it.
Jesus.
You don't gotta read that shit.
All right. Till next time, guys. Thank you guys for continuing to listen to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it.
All right, guys, till next time.
Bye.
Deuces.